even on the grounds of purely natural law, the grounds of pure reason apart from the gospel and faith, Luther argues that rebellion is always evil because it uses force to take away authority. And authority is the main thing, he says. Authority is what makes possible any kind of peace and stability in a fallen world where everyone is at their throats, unless you've got a legitimate authority like a prince or a king who bears the sword. And he often likes to quote here from St. Paul in the letter to Romans, chapter 13, where Paul says that a ruler does not bear the sword in vain, but he is an agent of God's wrath to punish evildoers. That's why you have princes, so that they can use the sword to punish evildoers and protect the innocent. So that's what authority amounts to in politics. Right? Political authority is a sword, and you never have a right to rebel against it, Luther thinks. Well, about the time that Luther's admonition to peace, his reply to these 12 articles, was published, war had broken out. And Luther's has to react not just to the 12 articles, but also to this war. And so he writes another book, a famously harsh booklet called Against the Robbing and Murdering Hordes of Peasants. And this, alas, was published a few months later at a time when the peasants were losing the war and were being massacred left and right. It is a harsh book. It is not addressed to the peasants at all, unlike the previous book. It's addressed to the lords and to all who served them. It was advice to the consciences of everyone who fought on the side of the lords against the peasants that they might kill in good conscience. He writes, Therefore, dear lords, let whoever can smite, stab, and slay. If you die doing it, good for you. A more blessed death could never be yours, for you die while obeying the divine word and commandment and in loving service of your neighbor. Right? You're defending your neighbor, you're serving your Lord, and therefore you're serving God. Go ahead and kill. Kill in good conscience. Don't feel bad about it. Rebellion is always wrong. It needs to be suppressed violently. Right? So the Christian, as an individual, doesn't resist evil, but the Christian prince has an obligation to use the sword. And Luther speaks in no uncertain terms about this. You have an obligation, you princes, to use the sword, to smite and stab and slay all of those peasants. That's why God put the sword in your hand, is to use it. It was a terrible piece of timing because the book came out at about the time when the lords were smiting and stabbing and slaying lots of innocent people, captives, women and children, and so on. Well, later on, Luther writes another book. He does condemn the massacre of prisoners and the innocent, but he never retracts his views and the harsh tone of this booklet. He writes a lengthy defense of the harsh book against the peasants. For his key contention is that the use of the sword by the ruler is both, on the one hand, a harbinger of hell. It's real hell when the Lord unsheathes that sword and fights against rebellion. And yet it is also a work of mercy, he says, a work of mercy that protects the peaceful and the innocent and the weak. And therefore, it is the Lord's responsibility. Luther does not back down, despite the fact that he has all sorts of friends urging him to retract that terribly harsh book against the peasants. But Luther is not the retracting kind. Luther is not quick to admit that he's ever wrong, because that would mean that in the advice he gives to people's conscience, he wasn't giving them the advice that comes from the gospel, that comes from God's word, but that came from his own mind or his own heart, as if he was speaking out of his own spirit, just like all those rebellious spirits. No, Luther insists, I'm speaking from God's word, and therefore, if I got it right then, I got it right now. I don't have to retract. Luther is very hard to argue with because he is very stubborn about this. He wants to advise consciences, and therefore he must give them nothing but the certainty of God's word, and therefore he's not about to retract. We'll see this feature of Luther's insistence upon certainty for consciences as a feature of his theological writing, and especially how he deals with his enemies. That will be a theme that we are going to be dealing with in a whole lecture.